May we pray together. O God, you are a light of the faithful. You are the lover of our souls. Incline the ear of your presence upon us in these celebrating moments. Through the freshness of your holy word, may new opportunities for spiritual growth flow into the depths of our being. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. How long ago has the celebration of this year been on the drawing board? How long ago did you folks begin to plan for this special 100th anniversary year? I've known it was coming for quite a spell. In fact, in dedication of this special year that you've been celebrating, my ball cap for our 75th anniversary has been my daily token when I have left the house. We've talked about it when the pictorial directory came out in 1999. The theme then was celebrating an ever-widening circle of faith, fellowship, and love. We thought about it when the pictorial directory came out in 2007. The theme was celebrating 90 years of faithful ministry. You've known about this celebration coming along for a good many years. These special celebration dates have been on the calendar. I'm led to believe that vacations and reunions have been especially scheduled around these exceptional dates. And I know, at least in one case, an operation has been planned with concern for the celebration that has been going on. 2017 is out of the ordinary year. Who would have believed that 100 years ago, when 32 folks took their Christian faith so seriously that they were willing to become charter members of a floundering congregation? What tremendous sacrifices of time and money must have been made by those folks. Family names like Wilson, Borton, Blatters, Lewis, Kellner, Bourne, Zenorma, and so many more. Their determination led to the dedication of that first church. That first church building on Summit Street, December 2nd, 1917. The charter was received from the state to the First Congregational Church. After the merger with the Evangelical and Reformed denomination in 1957, our name was appropriately changed and updated to Point Place, United Church of Christ. Since we're in the pondering mood this day, let's invite the album of ancestors from the past 100 years to join us. Some of you are sitting in the same favorite pews today that you have sat in way back in October 9th, 1955, when this room was dedicated. But if you're a Johnny come lately, you would be wise to discern that there were folks sitting in your favorite pew years before you established a claim there. And I am sensible enough to know that there have been many standing in this pulpit before me Fortunately, I have had the opportunity to know and love them all. And the huge crowd of witnesses who have experienced Point Place United Church of Christ in this room extends endlessly. Back in 1981, two contemporary Christian composers, Richard Avery and Donald Marsh, wrote a hymn. Through the years, it has become one of my favorites. They titled it simply, This Room. It refers to this room which we worship in today. Avery and Marsh could have written these words perhaps in honor of this, our day together. And I bet if you searched the choir music, you would find that anthem there. Maybe you'll sing it again. This room. The words go, this room, this marvelous room where I have prayed and I have sung, where I have heard the good word flung out into space. This is my room, my own special room, where I have smiled and I have frowned, where I have thought deep thoughts and found my special place. I welcome you to this room. This marvelous room where you can laugh and you can weep, where you can find the truth to keep your thoughts the right. This is your room, your own special room where you can rest and you can breathe, where you can expose a fear that sees things to the light. You're welcome here. To this room, this marvelous room where we meet God who comes to us, where we share bread and wine, and thus a new world starts. This is our room, our own special room, where we remember and we learn how we can spread the fire burning in our hearts. Let's welcome all to this room. That anthem has a lot of words, but it makes so much sense. But there's more to Point Place Church than a past, more than just this room. I'm certain the psalmist who composed the first verse of Psalm 127 had more in mind. Some 2,500 years ago, the psalmist wrote, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. The psalmist and the third verse of Avery Marsh's anthem goes, where we meet God, share bread and wine. And a miracle happens within each of us. A new world starts to spread the fire burning in our hearts. That fire won't allow us to remain back there in the past with our warm, fuzzy fantasy. Our parading ancestors have a clear strategy. They had caught the fire to be agents of the kingdom of God. You know, as we live today, you and I are so much like Christ's nervous disciples. Even today, as we celebrate the worship 100 years, we are tempted to dodge from the hard summons of Jesus. But just as Christ would not let his disciples get away with this, Christ will not let us get away with it today. Perhaps when we read this special scripture in Matthew, it comes back to us, even in our anniversary celebration. This is the words that Christ presented to the disciples. as he does to us today in July 9, 2017. So listen, as I read the 8 familiar verses from the 20th chapter of Matthew. Then the mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus with her sons. She knelt respectfully to ask a favor. "What is your request?" he asked. She replied, "In your kingdom, please let my two sons sit in places of honor next to you, one on your right and the other on your left." But Jesus answered by saying to them, "You don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink from the bitter cup of suffering I am about to drink?" "Oh, yes," they replied, "we are able." Jesus told them, "You will indeed drink from my bitter cup, but I have no right to say who will sit on my right or my left. My Father has prepared these places for the ones he has chosen." Then the 10 other disciples heard what James and John had asked, and they were indignant. But Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over these under them. But among you, I will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first among you must become your slave. For even the Son of Man cannot be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom to many." Tell me, doesn't the request of James and John have a familiar ring in the 21st century strategy that evades of responsibility? Power would protect James and John from the fate of persecution and death, they thought, which Jesus had outlined that would be coming their way. The perpetual temptation of power enables us to do whatever we please. We are free with power, you and I. And the indignation of the other 10 disciples toward that request that James and John had made assures us that they too had the same kind of desires and guilt. But tactfully, with tender love, Jesus pointed out how they had obviously missed his crucial point of teaching. Greatness among his followers would not be marked by power and domination. Greatness would be marked by plain, ordinary blood, sweat, and tears of service. But can we live with such a noble ideal? Can we forsake all of our natural impulses and thereby live by God's standards? It is true that you and I are created in the image of God, and this means the only one kind of life can lead to fulfillment: life in God's image. This is how it was the first century. This is how it was December 2nd, 1917. This is how it is on July 9th, 2017. The demand, the fires of discipleship, as Jesus tested them, is the standard to continue to proclaim from this room. This fire, burning in our hearts, is what we spread. The fires may not lead to a lot of stuff and standards the secular society seriously seeks today. But the basic reason for the existence of Point Place Church is not to mirror society success, to strive for power and prestige. Point Place Church is challenged to nurture genuine discipleship. It is to seek, through all that is to be done in its life, to develop persons who will pattern their lives with the examples of Jesus Christ. But we need to keep our priorities unlooted and honest. Discipleship first, or as Jesus said in verse 26, anyone among you who aspires to greatness but must serve the rest. And whoever wants to be ranked first among you must serve the needs of all. Such was the case with the Son of Man, Christ, and so it is with us these days. Let us pray. Thanks, God, for this challenge of service in your name on this day, July 9th, 2017. Amen.